You're listening to Sheffield's Great Good Podcast.
Pressure's on a bit today, Sheffield in South Yorkshire, as Crosswire Podcast Festival comes to Sheffield. So no doubt people are going to be searching podcasts in Sheffield. So hello, if that's you, welcome. My name's Steve. This is the Sheffield Great Good Podcast, our daily three-minute update today for Thursday, 2nd of July, 2026. So let's start. Let's get into it. Crosswire's Sheffield Podcast Festival gets underway today, bringing live shows, recordings and big name guests to venues across the city and throughout the weekend. Tonight, its highlight is a Bad Chat with Greg James and Alice Levine at Sheffield City Hall. Promises surprise guests, chaos laughs and just loads of podcast energy, proving people really pay to watch other people just talk into microphones as radio people. I think we'll take that as a win, right? Yeah. Also as well, this is great. Def Leppard, of course, playing at the Sheffield Utility Arena this week. Amazing on our socials at Sheffield Radio Essentials. Picks on there and amazing comments. They've been honoured at the Utility Arena after reaching a major milestone at the venue. The Sheffield Rock Legends were presented with a special Steel Star Award after performing more than 10 shows at the arena over their latest sold out homecoming show, just looking absolutely fantastic. And the Sheffield is also making noise on the food scene. Fabiki, which is a Sheffield restaurant, has been named in the world's top 100 at the 2026 Best Pizza Awards in Italy. How cool is that? Also, good news for the more, Body Care, some good news for the more, Body Care is making a return to Sheffield City Centre with a new store opening on the more as part of the retailer's high street comeback. Of course, Superdry opens on Friday as well. Looking ahead to the weekend, Sharrow Festival is back after being cancelled last year because of funding problems. The free community festival is taking place at Mount Pleasant Park on Saturday with music, food, dance, love, art and family activities expected to bring in thousands of people. And we've got to say congratulations to Sheffield Teaching Hospitals. They've received a national recognition for its anti-racism work, earning bronze accreditation under the NHS anti-racist framework. The Trust says its work includes mentoring, staff training and targeted support to improve access to care across diverse communities. And it's just brilliant. It's just a round of applause for Sheffield Teaching Hospitals. Now, just looking at some local news as well. South Yorkshire Police have said they've stepped up patrols around Hillsborough Park following reports of antisocial behaviour. Officers are investigating after a man was reportedly assaulted by a group of youths near the park. And Osman International on London Road has been given a second chance to keep its licence after admitting failures linked to underage knife and illegal vape sales. The store sold a pack of knives to a police cadet during a test purchase in February and later sold a vape to a 16-year-old volunteer without asking for ID. It's a bit nuts on the roads today. Lots of delays. Look out for load closures and stop go start signs, etc. around Goddard Hall Road, Crabtree Close, Arundel Gate. All these on our socials at Sheffield Radio Essentials. And what are you doing today? Tapperton School Summer Concert is on tonight at 7 o'clock. The Overlook Sessions at Sydney and Matilda. There's a screen printing workshop printed by us as well. There's therapeutic creative writing taking place at the Learport Hotel. Social gaming and open mic at the Church House. All these listed on our socials at Sheffield Radio Essentials. And that concludes. If you want to get a mention, get something on Rate Good Sheffield Podcast or on our radio station, Sheffield Radio Essentials, then all you need to do is drop us a WhatsApp to 0114-321-3131. And don't forget as well, Rate Good Tunes all day long, every day on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Radio Essentials. I'm back tomorrow with Sheffield news, events and everything happening across the Steel City. Just before we go as well, I've got to mention, of course, England's win last night. The next match, by the way, Mexico, 1 a.m. I'm definitely not going to be staying up for that one, love.